it has been a rather neglected group, because you won't be able to see a trans man on the street. You know, they evolve from being lesbian and then realizing that they don't want to be in this female body, and then they try to go through different procedures to get their gender aligned. They don't feel like they're female at birth, and they will do things to change the way they look to a more trans masculine appearance. It doesn't necessarily equate to a sex change, but it could be simple things like getting hormones, perhaps the deepening of voices, also some increase in facial hair.
And Joe, in terms of HIV/AIDS, what are some of the issues facing trans men in Singapore?
Well, there is no existence of any HIV services available for trans men. There's no access to prevention brochures, no access to prevention messages, and there is just no healthcare providers who are sensitized enough to talk about such issues. There is still not much acceptance within the community that trans men, gay trans men, do exist. It makes individuals kind of reluctant to access to HIV services, because there will be a lot of question on why do you need to be accessing go HIV testing. You know, disclosing that one, it's gay trans man, there's always some kind of risk attached to it, and the community is just too fragile for this to know that there are gay trans men existing.
Singapore in the 1970s and 80s was the pioneer nation, if you like, in Southeast Asia for sex change operations. But how would you assess health ministry attitudes towards the transgender community, particularly trans men?
It has been on the media or known in the ministries that only trans women exist, primarily as in the entertainment industry, and there doesn't seem to be anyone talking about it. It seems that the prevention programs are always targeted towards trans women, and no one is picking up that there is an emerging need to recognize trans men specific issues. The ministry hasn't, you know, come to recognize that there is this group of people existing in Singapore. As I said, there are gay trans men having sex with cis trans men, and the main mode of transmission is the exchange of bodily fluid and semen from their gay male partners.
Singapore used to have the Bugis Street tourism hotspot, where predominantly foreign visitors, Western men, would go there to look at the transvestites and the pretty transsexuals. Now that precinct is no more. In terms of transgender health, was that a good thing, the dismantling of Bugis Street?
No. You know, you can't destroy someone's nest and expect that they'll be gone. They moved, and it's even harder right now because you don't know where they moved to. They are all over the place, and it makes it hard for you to reach out to them when you're doing prevention program and when you're trying to reach out to them. I think it really affects the way people could actually reach out to this group of people who we know are high risk when it comes to HIV. No one has the right to tell you what you have to do or what you need to do. Everyone is responsible for their own comfort and discomfort about their gender. You just have to do what you need to do, and we just need to reach out to them.